This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I host radio shows here on WGN. I'm a financial journalist, and I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So we are delighted to be with you. We are trying to help you by talking about the business news that matters, answer your questions. It's 2022. There's so much to talk about, Tom, right?
There's so much. It never ends. I mean, it's always something. I just, you know, boring sometimes is good.
It is, right? And stability and
calm
things
waters.
You can. Yeah, we don't have so much of that right now. If you want to talk with Tom or ask us a question, you can call 630-934-1855 or go to alphawealthgroup.com. So just a quick word about last week's show. So we talked about how 20% of people in this country seem to be making their financial decisions based on their horoscope. And I don't know about you, Tom. I got a bunch of emails about this. There's some buzz on Twitter. People were doing memes back and forth. I mean, Tom, so did all of your clients call in and ask you to read their financial horoscope?
Well, thankfully, no one assumed that we were making decisions based on horoscopes. I did have a couple comments, but I did assure everyone we do not use that to make financial decisions or decisions as it relates to your portfolio.
Do you think they were a little bummed to find out you didn't actually look in your crystal ball?
Well, maybe they figure, hey, there's some magic there. So if it works, it always comes down to if it works, I'm all for it.
See, this is the problem, though, when you have like the kind of phenomenal growth in the stock market we've had the last couple of years. And then people think, oh, my God, well, he's got the magic crystal ball. Mm-hmm. People just get disappointed because that is not how the market works.
No. No, it's fundamental and technical analysis. That still is the way to go.
Numbers, all about numbers. Well, we got numbers this week that weren't so great, right? The inflation reached its highest pace since 1982. That is the year I graduated high school, so I'm totally dating myself. In December, prices were up 7% year over year. That is such a scary number, and I looked back to see what the inflation number had been the prior year, and it was really low at the end of 2020, like maybe 1.4%, and then in 2019 it was maybe 2.3%. So it's been low for a really long time, and suddenly you get the 7% number and the headlines start screaming and people are freaked out. But I'm sure that these numbers are something that your clients are worried about, aren't they?
I guess there's a couple takeaways here. I would say when we talk about inflation, I mean, I think, as you were saying, Elise, over the past 10, 20 years, we've seen them at low rates. It hasn't come to the fore where we said, boy, we really got to consider this in our retirement planning. And so, one of the things I always do anytime I test or analyze someone's plan, I factor in inflation. Right. If you look at someone who says, I need $100,000. Well, in 10 years, at half of the rate of today, you'll need $141,000. And 10 years after that, you need almost $200,000. Especially when we take a look with longevity, we need to take a look at how is that going to factor into my plan. And so when you analyze and test your plan to say, where do I stand? You really need to factor in inflation. For those of you out there who are saying, look, well, I'm not going to retire for 10 or 20 years. Again, if you say, I think I can live on $100,000 a year. Well, 10 years from now, it's a bigger number. So one of the things I would say here is anyone who's looking at their plan to say and assess it and say, where do I stand? Please keep these things in mind. Factor in inflation, whatever the rate is. You're never going to get it to the penny. That's okay. But really take a look at this. And it all comes back to what's your plan and how are you going to account for these things? And are you factoring that in, right?
I have to jump in and give a sort of a real life example of how this inflation thing really works. So costs of college have been rising well above the rate of inflation at about 7 to 8% a year, which is where we are sort of right now. When our kids were born, our oldest son is 26, youngest one, his birthday was just this week, he turned 24. When our older son was born, the price of going to Harvard for a year was something like around $45,000-$50,000 a year all in. And I did the math and I looked at how much that was increasing at the rate of inflation. And I went down to my husband, Sam, and I'm like, hey, Sam, we're going to need like $75,000 a year to send our kids to Harvard. And he said, what's wrong with U of I? And I'm like, nothing. But that one's going to go up too. But I'm just saying it's, you know, $50,000 a day, but it's going to be $75,000. And he goes, that seems like a lot. But sure enough, by the time our older one got, and he actually did get into Stanford, so we were paying the full freight. By the time it was time for him to go at age 18, the cost of Stanford was like $71,000 a year, $72,000. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, it went up. And now if you look at like University of Chicago, I think it's pushing $80,000.
It's amazing. And then you think about another example is medical costs. This is all part of when we talk about your plan or your retirement plan, inflation, but then inflation's different for different things, right? And so really, I would say too, part of this, all of these things, unfortunately, they cause stress and some angst, I guess, for those who are certainly near retirement or in retirement. You know, it all comes back to, and what are your income sources? Where do you have income coming in? So everybody should really kind of say, what is my income plan? You know, do I have income coming in? And then you can have what is lifetime income, Social Security, pensions, whatever you may use to create income in throughout your lifetime. And then factor in inflation. There's a, I know you're familiar with this, Elise, but I'm a fan of doing these Monte Carlo analysis. So because you can factor in inflation, you can test your plan. It's going to give you. This is a great exercise for anyone to go through. So I would tell about the, you know, ask your advisor, say, hey, run the analysis, factor in a 3% inflation rate, factor in a 4% inflation rate. You'll be surprised at some of the numbers, but it's also going to give you some great perspective on where you stand. And then understand where your income is going to come from and where is that income gap and do you have the assets to cover that. So there's a lot of ways to approach this to create, I guess, a lower stress level and to say, yep, you know, my plan is set up to factor in this inflation. So, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, because we, as we know, longevity is part of the picture today. And so we want to factor those things in. And this is a way to do it.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And we have to just say, I mean, you know, history tells us it's not going to be 7% inflation year over year for the rest of your life. It's just not going to happen. There's other forces that get in, but it's certainly good to understand what you would need if, for example, you know, you had an average higher rate of inflation of, say, 4 or 5%. All right, we have to take a short break. If you want to talk to us or you want to talk to Tom, 630-934-1855 is the number. He can actually help you run down all of this stuff and run that Monte Carlo scenario for you. You can leave him a text or an email also at alphawealthgroup.com. I'm Elise Glink. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, who runs Alpha Wealth Group, and we are talking about money, specifically your money in retirement. So if you have not had your head under a rock or in the sand, you know that Omicron is the latest COVID variant that is sweeping the nation, and we're seeing a lot of talk about how people might just give it up altogether, retire early, postpone their plans. You know, everybody's up in the air about their jobs, what they, should they do. And, you know, it seems like this question, Tom, and I know we've talked about this on many occasions, but this idea that people who are in their 40s and 50s are just up and quitting their jobs, like more than 40% of people have said that they are going to think about leaving their jobs this year and just going out and I don't know what they're going to do, shuffleboard? Golf? I have no idea. Climb mountains, be Instagram influencers, who knows? But, you know, if Omicron continues to kind of cripple what we're doing, it just feels like there's a lot of instability for people who are thinking about leaving. And it struck me that maybe you've got some ideas on things that you've talked to your own clients about how people can preserve their nest eggs, you know, if they end up having for a health reason, let's say, taking a step back for a year or two, or maybe they decide they're going to try out a different job that's going to maybe be more fulfilling than what they were doing. How do you help people plan, you know, financially to withstand what could be a significant hit to their nest egg? I, understanding that we just talked about inflation, it's all going to cost more. Mm-hmm. But how do you, you must have had some people that in your practice who have asked about this and have needed that kind of help. And what do you say to them?
Well, most of the people that I work with, of course, are, you know, nearing retirement or in retirement. So we cover these things. And, you know, you mentioned the great resignation that's occurred. A lot of these people are making shifts. And it's really a couple things we want to take a look at. Number one, your income. I'll come back to this all the time. What are your sources of income? Because if you're walking away from a job or if you're changing, how do you replace those paychecks? You know, depending on your age, again, there's these things that we want to understand. Okay, Social Security, that's one source of income. This is paychecks that are going to come in whether or not you're working, regardless of what happens in the market. So we want to understand that. SSA.gov, if you haven't gone there, go there. You may have $30,000 of income between you and your spouse. It could be $60,000, $65,000 of income. That may help you make these decisions to say, okay, I know I can replace my income with that. You know, and then you can look at other things that you might want. As far as your portfolio, let's do some analysis on what you own. Let's, you know, again, we're so busy, and this is not to be critical. You know, we're busy with life. There's so many things going on, and we talked about all these things that are hitting us, whether it's this virus, we're dealing with this inflation, we're dealing with all these things. Yeah. But sometimes we just need to take a step back and look at all this. We've talked about getting organized. Understand what you own in your portfolio. Do you have a balanced portfolio? And what do you own? And start to create an investment plan. So it comes back to having, first of all, we really need to get organized. We really need to understand what we have. First of all, what are our assets? What do we own? How are they set up? So I would say that that's step one, because many of us are not not to be critical, but you know, you may have three old accounts, your spouse has accounts, you have this 401k where you're currently working. Get organized, know exactly what you have, because now you can start making informed decisions, right?
And don't forget to look up missingmoney.org, because like me, you may be missing money that you don't know about.
Yeah, so I would say for most of us, again, the first step in this process, it comes to really sitting down and getting organized, doing an inventory of everything you have, evaluating everything you have.
Yeah.
You may be surprised. You may discover accounts that you forgot about. You may find out investments that you were unaware of that you had. This is where you want to start the process, and then you can really start, because if you don't know these things, it's really how do you take that next step? And this is all this evaluation process, I would say. So you can start to create things that, whether it's a guaranteed income stream or you understand where that's coming in. We've talked about annuities in the past. You can use those. What about your pensions? For those of you that have pensions, reach out to your pension providers. Ask them to send you the information. This knowledge and this understanding of everything you have, it's really going to empower you, and it's going to allow you to make, as I said, informed decisions.
Yeah, which I think is incredibly helpful to be able to see that and, mm-hmm. and understand it. So when you've talked to your clients, like, I don't actually have clients. Obviously, I'm not a financial planner, and I'm not an RIA like you are, but I do get people who ask me about their money all the time. And, of course, I, you know, tell them you get what you pay for. You're not paying me anything. But people who really don't, they have a sense of accumulation. Let's put it this mm-hmm. way. They understand the process of saving as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And they understand how spending as little as possible while saving as much as you can means that they will build up this huge amount of money. They really don't understand how to convert that into a lifestyle that will be sustainable with these assets mm-hmm. in retirement. And I know we talk about this a lot, but they're either afraid that they can never retire, or they're afraid they won't be able to do what they want to do in retirement, and they don't know how to judge that. And mm-hmm. so last segment, we were talking about the Monte Carlo scenario mm-hmm. and this idea that you can play what you have and what you're going to be spending against inflation and other factors that come in. Maybe you're getting an inheritance at some point in time. You know that's coming down the line. How do you put all those pieces together and kind of come up with an idea that if somebody comes to you and says, I think I might actually have $5 million of investable money, not mm-hmm. in your house, right? It's the cash. It's the other stuff. Mm-hmm. How do I take that and turn that into something that'll sustain me at $150,000 a year for the rest of my life? That's, I think, the thing that people are having trouble with.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming, and it is a little disheartening because, you know, things are sometimes made confusing. They don't have to be that complicated. I mean, we work 30, 40 years, we're getting these paychecks, and all of a sudden we're supposed to turn around after all these years and live out of a bucket of money. And so that's really somewhat, you know, daunting. And yeah. So the idea is, as I always said, how do we create income? So that's part of this process, income that comes in no matter what. So that's part of the income plan. Once you run this analysis we talked about, which, you know, for anybody that wants, I'm more than happy to test their plan for them. You can test them. So, for example, set your goals. Someone says, look, I need $100,000 a year to live on. Again, index for inflation. We want to factor that in. So they see this income goal going up every year. What do you have coming in from income? Some people that have, you know, if you have a pension, you know, you have a foundation of income coming in. Your investments will fill the gap. Then you supplement with your investments. And so you can factor all of these things in. You can run it based on retiring in 2 years. You can run it based on retiring in 4 years, 5 years. You can run it at different rates. And so it really gives you some perspective. The outcome is going to show you where you stand. You can see it year by year. That's why I'm a fan of this analysis. It's a great starting point because it's going to, again, give you a outcome or a result, or the output's going to say, here's where you stand. You may have 100% probability. It factors in inflation. It factors in market volatility. It factors in, we call it sequence of returns. It factors in taxes, which is a whole nother discussion. But, you know, this is a way to start to the process. Step one, as we said, get organized. If there's one takeaway from today's show is get everything in place, understand everything you have. And then maybe even do a, you know, we talked about the budget works before, to create an income, understand what your income needs. Then you can test your plan.
Well, so you offer what I love about this complimentary income planning packet, and it gives you the report on maximizing your income in retirement, your asset organizer, which is how you get everything organized, right, and a budget worksheet. And, it strikes me, Tom, that this is the perfect time of the year. Right. It's January. Right. And everybody's thinking about money and they're thinking about the year. And, you know, is this the year that they're going to be the end of work life, or are you going to change into something else? It's a great time of year to actually do this. And even if you're in your 40s or your 30s, and by the way, we saw our latest numbers, which are awesome. We have a lot of listeners who are in their 20s and 30s. So you're in your 20s and 30s and you're years away from retirement. This is a perfect time to start thinking about how do all these things work together. What is income in retirement going to look like if you're in your mid-30s today and you've got little kids and you just bought a house, you've got all these expenses and you've got 30 or 40 years left of your work life? How do you plan now so that at 30, 40 years from now, when you're, you know, even a little older than we are, and you're getting ready to really make that retirement move, everything is all done for you? But I'm a big fan of thinking about it ahead of time. So you can give Tom a call, 630-934-1855, and ask him to send you the complimentary income planning packet and all these pieces that go into it, and work with him on a personalized complete retirement plan so that none of this is going to be a big surprise. And I know, Tom, you'll be more than happy to send it to people, right?
Absolutely. Anytime I can get information out to people that's going to make a difference, I'm all for it.
And I love it. He sent it to me, and Sam and I have been looking at it and working on it, and it's just a great way to get organized. So you can get one, alphawealthgroup.com. It's totally free, 630-934-1855 if you want to ask Tom a question. So believe it or not, our time is up again. It's so fast. But if you want to listen to all of our past episodes, you can go to WGNradio.com and click on the podcast button, or just go to your search browser and type in This Week in Wealth, WGN Radio, and our This Week in Wealth page will pop up. But the fastest thing you can do is go to AlphaWealthGroup.com and send Tom an email. All right, Tom, should we do it again next week?
I'll be here.
Me too. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less. or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.